Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone and also on the radio and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to everyone on this blessed Sabbath, June 10, 2017. This is lesson 234, chapter 50, entitled Amongst Nears, and we will be discussing part 5. Our opening song is a scripture song from the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8, and it has a margin of a song added. I delight to do thy will, O God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. Many are the wonders thou hast done. There is none to compare with thee. Fill my heart with thy loving kindness. Riddle me bread of the living God. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy name. How I love to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy name. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, or guests, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for you to keep us safe. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Help that you can give us the understanding of this lesson. Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Welcome to all of dear brethren that are joining us in the room. Our opening scripture for our study today is from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 10, from the King James Version, and it reads, When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the women, he said unto her, Woman, where art thou thy accusers? Has no man condemned thee? This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we end with part 5 of our lesson entitled Amongst Nears in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren and little ones would like to follow with the verses, blah, blah, blah.
And they which heard it being
convicted
by their
own conscience
went out one by one
Beginning
at the
eldest,
and even unto the last, and Jesus was
left alone,
and the women standing in the
mist.
She said, No man, Lord, and Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Then spake Jesus said again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the gift of life. Shall have the light of life.
The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. John 8:13. John 8:14. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whether I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whether I go. John 8:15. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And if ye judge, and yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am my Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. John 8:15-17.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 461-462.
Sorry, dear Brother Josh, there is no sound. We'll keep it lifted. Desire of Ages, page 461. He had not set aside the law given through Moses, nor infringed upon the authority of Rome. The accusers had been defeated. Now, their robe of pretended holiness torn from them, they stood guilty and condemned in the presence of infinite purity. And continuing on the next slide. They tremble lest the hidden iniquity of their lives should be laid open to the multitude. And one by one, with bowed heads and downcast eyes, they stole away, leaving their victim with the pitying Savior. Desire of Ages, page 461, paragraph 4.
Amen. Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also guests. How were the accusers of our Savior defeated? And why did they tremble? And what was their reaction right after their defeat? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, buckle up.
They stood guilty and
condemned
in the
presence
of
infinite
purity. He had not sent assigned the law given truth. Moses, Noah,
infringed. Is it infringed or infringed? I'm not sure.
Upon the
authority
of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And last, the hidden
question.
Iniquity of their lives should be
laid open
to the
multitude,
and one by one with bowed heads and downcast eyes, they stowed away.
Jesus arose, looking at the woman, said, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man
condemned
thee?" She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more."
We read this from Matthew.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, little ones. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus say to the woman as he arose? And what was the woman's response as well as her Savior's? If you know the answer to the question, little ones, and
the answer is, looking at the woman, he said, "That woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?" And she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more."
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn our first beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Luke. It is a scripture song. In the sections of scripture singers, in the part of the character building.
Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Jews, guns, and not in blue, shall not be condemned. Forgive and he shall be forgive. Chapter 6, verse 37. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together. And running over shall then give it to your bosom. For with the same measure that ye need, with it shall be.
With it shall be
to you again.
Luke chapter 6. Amen. Praise the Lord, and let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 462. Bubble up.
The men and women stood before Jesus, cowering in fear. His words, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast his own had come at her as intestine.
Had come to her
as intestine. She dared not lift her eyes to the Savior's face, but silently awaited her doing.
Yes, we did. Next slide, please. Oh. Desire of Ages, page 462. In astonishment, she saw her accusers depart speechless and confounded with, then those words of hope fell upon her ear. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Her heart was melted, and she casted herself at the feet of Jesus, sobbing at her grateful love, and with bitter tears confessing her sins.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, and mommies and daddies, what was the reaction of the woman as she stood before Jesus, and what were his words as she silently awaited her doom? In one more, dear ones, in astonishment, what did she see her accusers do? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
She was quivering with fear. His words was, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone. And they depart speechless and confounded. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, what were the words of hope that fell upon her ears from the Savior's lips? And what was her response to such love poured out towards her from Jesus? If you know the answer, dear ones, blah, blah.
Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. She dared not lift her eyes to the Savior's face and cast herself at the feet of Jesus, sobbing out her grateful love and with bitter tears confessing her sins.
Desire of Ages 4, page 462. This was to her the beginning of a new life, a life of purity and peace devoted to the service of God. In the uplifting of this fallen soul, Jesus performed a greater miracle than in healing the most grievous physical disease. He cured this which is unto death everlasting. This penitent woman became one of his most steadfast followers. With self-sacrificing love and devotion, she repaid his forgiving mercy.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, what was the evidence of the woman's beginning of a new life of purity and peace devoted to the Savior's, the service of God? And what was a great miracle done than the healing of the most grievous physical disease that Jesus performed? If you know the answer, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, this penitent woman became one of his most steadfast followers. With self-sacrifice and love and devotion, she repaid his forgiving mercy, and he cured the spiritual malady which is unto death everlasting.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Ezekiel. In the section scripture song, God's Love, Ezekiel 33:15 from the King James.
If the wicked restore the pledge, give a gift that he hath wrong, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel 33:15.
Sarah blessing everyone. Desiree is page 462. In his act of pardoning this woman and encouraging her to live a better life, the character of Jesus shines forth in the beauty of perfect righteousness. Amen. While he does not apologize sin, nor lessen the sense of guilt, he seeks not to condemn, but to save. Next slide, please. On the side said, Jesus shone forth in the beauty of perfect righteousness. Amen. And John 3:17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Continuing to read it, is that Jesse, you want to read it?
Desire of Ages, page 162. The world hath for this earnestness and only attempts to discover a helping hand, while the hypocritical Pharisees denounce Jesus bids her go and sin no more. Desire of Ages, page 162, paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What shined forth from Jesus in his act of pardoning this woman and encouraging her to live a better life? And what did the world and our Savior have for this erring woman? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble out.
The characters of Jesus shine through in the beautiful of perfect righteousness. While he does not palliate skin or sin, nor lessen the sense of guilt, he seeks not to condemn, but to save. And the world had only contempt and scorn, but Jesus speaks words of comfort and hope.
Desire of Ages, page 462. It is not Christ's followers that, with averted eyes, turns from the erring, leaving them unhindered to pursue their downward course. Those who are forward in accusing others and zealous in bringing them to justice are often in their own lives more guilty than they. Next slide, please. Men hate the sinner while they love the sin. Christ hates the sin but loves the sinner. This will be the spirit of all who follow him. Christian love is slow to censure, quick to discern penitence, ready to forgive, to encourage, to set the wanderer in the path of holiness, and stay his feet therein. Desire of Ages, page 462, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Question, boys and girls. What is said of those who are followed in accusing others and zealous in bringing them to justice? And how is Christian love described in obedience to Christ, saying he hates the sin but loves the sinner? And are his followers to have the same spirit, dear ones? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
They are often in their own lives more guilty than they. Men hate the sinner while they love the sin. Christian love is slow to censure, quick to discern penitence, ready to forgive, to encourage, to set the wanderer in the path of holiness. And yes, this will be the spirit of all who follow him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last beautiful song there once. And this one is taken from the Spirit of Prophecy book, Ministry of Healing. and is on page 487.
If Christ dwells in us, we shall be patient, kind, and forbearing, cheerful amid frets and irritations. Day by day and year by year, we shall conquer self and grow into a noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus. Resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. Each has a personal battle to fight. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful. Unless we become co-workers with Him, those who find the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. Ministry of Healing, page 487.
Amen. And this beautiful song was taken from also the scripture song singer in the section encouraging quotes. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our children's Shabbat school lesson, and this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come close because it's story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning. You all know that it's the 10th of June of 2017, that's been told you already. The story this morning is about soul winning. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men, Matthew 4:19. Any of you ever done any fishing? Well, these disciples were going to learn to fish for men. And that's a little different. Jesus is asking them to become missionaries. Jesus expects much of the youthful soldier in his army, and let it be your determination or your goal that you will not disappoint your captain and leader. Did you ever disappoint your mama? That means you didn't do what she expected. You are to wear his armor. Armor is what protects us from sin. To be marshaled under his banner. This means follow him. And become co-laborers with him, or work with him, in conquering his enemies and extending his kingdom. You cannot betray sacred trust, that means disappoint Jesus, without imperiling your soul. To do so, to imperil your soul means you could lose heaven. You are to be found loyal and true, obedient in every word of command, to every word of command. That means you do what Jesus asks you to do. Presenting to others the highest motive of action. Do it because it's right. And showing them the attractions of the service of Christ. You get to work with Jesus and he rewards you with eternal life. Doesn't that sound attractive? Those who have experienced the love of Christ cannot be idlers in the master's vineyard. An idler is a lazy person. Doesn't do much. They will see opportunities for helping others in their steps to Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. And dear ones, there is a beautiful scripture song that goes with that particular chapter and verse. Maybe after the service I will play it for everyone. So next week, dear ones, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled The Light of Life in our storybook, Desire Pages. But before we are closing our study, I would like to ask anyone, little one, mommies or daddy, or even guests, if they would like to have closing prayer. Blah, blah, blah.
Father God, thanks for being here. And I hope that everybody learns something from the lesson. I hope that everybody will start having a good plan. I hope that people will start obeying their moms and dads. And I hope that everybody will start to stop being nice to Simon.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful prayer. And we heard Jeremiah as well. Next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue our new chapter, chapter 51, entitled The Light of Life. And that will be held on June 17, 2017. We also prepared activities for the whole family to enjoy. And may you continue in this very important lesson. I hope and pray all of you were blessed and you will come away with our heart ready to be able to work for your Savior. And may you all have a blessed rest of this beautiful Sabbath. Sabbath blessing, everyone.